Welcome to Daddy Daughter Discussions. I'm Kevin.
I'm Cam.
And we're a daddy daughter team. And what we do is we discuss everything to do with current events and how Cameron navigates through them.
So sit down and relax. Welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Discussions podcast. Today we'll be talking about summer holidays and going back to school.
Okay, Cam, so it's the summer holidays. We've been, what, halfway through summer holidays now almost?
I think so. Well, today is July the 23rd. Mm-hmm. I usually go back to, like, around the 16th.
Yeah. So what's it been like?
It's been boring.
Boring?
Not all the time. I like, Mum's been helping me and you've been helping me. Mum's been helping me a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, to the point that where I don't get boredom anymore.
Yeah. So, what kind of things have you been up to?
I have been up to being busy with, example, the podcast,
mm-hmm.
my drawing, baking with Mum, the gardening, and, you know.
Things like that.
You know, et cetera.
All right. Et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So, what made you want to do the podcast?
Well, one night, Dad had, you know, had his microphone out, and I was like, why don't we record something? And we start talking and talking, and then resulted in this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So you quite enjoyed doing the podcast with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have you most enjoyed about it?
Doing it.
That's excellent.
No, I mean in like recording it.
Recording it. Seeing how a podcast gets put together. Mm-hmm. Seeing all the kind of work that's involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really like this podcast because it has given me a real kind of idea what goes on in your head. And it's also a kind of wee way of kind of us kind of talking to each other and keeping the lines of communication mm-hmm. open, you know, just as a dad and a daughter. Don't know what it'll be like when you turn into a teenager, mind you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned obviously your art stuff, you know, and I have to say your art's kind of just came on leaps and bounds since you've started doing it and started drawing.
Mm-hmm.
From going from, you know, okay, art, you know, okay, kind of drawings to then really kind of learning how to kind of capture a face and do that stuff. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, I started my art TikTok,
yeah.
where I've been posting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never show your face in that show, you don't?
No.
Yeah. But you kind of show off how you put your art together and things.
Yes. So, Dad, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
What has happened to our relationship because of lockdown?
Well, what I've really kind of liked is I have been able to see you more often because of the lockdown each day, and I've got to kind of see a kind of wee glimpse into what your life's like and what you're up to and what you're doing. And you and me kind of now have lots of kind of chats and stuff like that, and we kind of play our computer games together, or mm-hmm. we kind of do things like that. And it's really kind of been great for me to kind of have that kind of quality time, and that's one of the best things about the podcast so far has been the mm-hmm. time I've got to spend with you, and the real quality time I've got to spend with you. It's been like a very, very long 4 months worth of quality time that we've got. I'm surprised you're not sick to death of me.
I've been close.
Okay, on that wonderful note, what about you?
I think it's like, you know, because we've been stuck inside together, forcefully having to make friends. I think it's been a good, great thing.
Forced to make friends with me?
I mean, making friends with you. I was really forced.
Well, okay. Very, very good. We have definitely been very, very spoiled. So we have with this lockdown, and it makes me sometimes, it kind of makes me feel good that we've managed to kind of pull a lot of positives out of this lockdown. Not to take away from the poor people who
still have negatives a lot.
Yeah, not to pull away from how good we've got it, but obviously thinking about the people who have not been so fortunate as us. But we've certainly tried our best to kind of get every kind of positive out of this that we possibly could. And your art, for one thing, has just came on leaps and bounds. I'm so proud and impressed with what you're doing. I am probably putting on massive amounts of weight because you and Mummy are kind of baking away and making some really fantastic stuff.
Well, it's more Mummy.
Yeah.
Well, for one, we've made a lot of cakes. Mum actually made a cake for my birthday that in the middle was full of M&Ms.
Not exactly your healthy option, but it's a birthday cake. So
and on top had loads of sweets like Buenos and, you know, little things.
Yeah. So that was nice, wasn't it? And
M&Ms for one.
Mum's even came on leaps and bounds. She always kind of came out. She always baked really, really, you know, her baking was always excellent. But see now that she's kind of making these fantastic.
She's made a millionaire shortbread. It's
tremendous.
Amazing.
Absolutely tremendous.
And she also made toffee.
Mm-hmm. And tablet.
And
meringues.
And what are the things that have chocolate on top of them and they're dough and then filled with cream in the middle?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
They sound like yum yums, but they're probably not.
No, I don't think they're yum yums. No, they're not yum yums because I know what yum yums look like. Okay. But yeah, it has been tremendous in that front. Certainly from my point of view, I've been very lucky that, like Google, the kitchen's only 10, 20 feet away from me. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Still, but a long walk to the kitchen gets everyone tired, apparently, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yes.
But I'll be getting you into exercise.
Yeah. Well, you've already thrown me over under the bus with that one in a previous episode.
Maybe every episode.
Yeah. So, on kind of coming back to, obviously, we were talking about the lockdown and what you've been doing during this holidays. Mm-hmm. We had a holiday booked to go down to the Lake District, and because of everything, unfortunately, it did get cancelled.
This is now the topic. Still summer holiday. Oh, damn it.
So obviously we've had to kind of change our plans and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we're just going to make the best of what we have here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of ideas would you have for people who aren't fortunate enough to go on holiday or have to stay at home because of lockdown? What would you say? Because it's like good summer activities for people.
Have like weeks where it'll be a topic, like, you know, game week or, you know, holiday week, where you just make your home look like a holiday, like make crafted palm trees, is it called?
Palm trees, yes, I suppose it would be.
Palm trees, like, you know, that you can just stick onto the wall, you know, pretend you're on a holiday, even if it's pouring outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be quite good, actually. I think the more craftier people would quite like that kind of stuff. You could have movie nights and things like that.
Oh yeah, one week I did a date night for Mum and Dad.
Oh, that was great.
I did a movie night where I had a desk, and it was full of like popcorn and stuff, and they gave their ticket to me.
Mm-hmm. It's like a wee concession stand.
And then we'd go down the stairs and I played Avengers in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, you know, there was covers and everything was dark and I was like, I even found a clip of The View.
Yeah, The View cinema. That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
The hello.
Scares you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's dark. something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. That was really good.
Or, and I also found the ad thing where it's like, this is not a cinema.
Yeah, that was so funny. The amount of effort you went into and all the kind of planning you went into was so good because it just all came together.
That night.
Yeah, it was just so good. It might have been also obviously all the sugary things that we had as well that may have kept you up.
I was in my room because I wanted to give them a date night, and I also cooked spaghetti bolognese one night.
Yep, you did under supervision.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you were supervised.
Well, Mum helped me with some of it. Yeah. But, like, I'm responsible enough to, you know.
I suppose so, yeah. But, yeah, your spaghetti was really, really good as well, which means that you've inherited Mum's talent for cooking as well.
It was, you know, Dad. All you can make is a toast.
Barely.
Toasty.
Barely. I can heat things up.
Cheese bean on toast?
Yeah, stretch.
Yeah. Can you make tuna pasta?
No.
Why,
Dad? Because I hate the smell of tuna.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think I tried tuna pasta once.
No, I think I know. Because you've told me before.
Yeah.
You opened the bin and there was some rotten tuna in there and you smelled it.
Lovely. Yeah, it's probably been it.
That's why you hate the smell of tuna.
Yeah, probably. Okay, obviously, in the next few weeks, it's going to be back to school. What do you think that's going to be like?
Well, I like school. I'm, like, really excited because I love maths. I'm a big nerd for maths. But I think it's just, like, the way it will be changed to, like, you know, I probably, like... You know, loads of kids probably would get to do what, you know, you would usually get to do when...
Do you think there'll be kind of restrictions in place, or do you think there'll be a certain way things will be done in the school? Obviously, with everything, because it's weird because the schools will be going back, which I'm sure is great for working parents and things like that, but what do you think it's going to be like in school? What kind of, like, things do you think they'll do to...
I think my school will probably, you know, keep restrictions in where you have to, like, wash your hands, like, you know, every time you come in and out. I'll probably be bringing my own soap because the soap there, like, irritates my hands.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
All right, okay.
Where the point I...
was all blotchy.
All blotchy and spots are coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And they sting.
I wonder what kind of things they will do. It'll be really interesting to see. I'm sure your school will have it all under control, though. Your school's really, really good for that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
What kind of things... See, before you finished up with school, what kind of things did they do to kind of protect everybody?
They didn't let you go round to the side because it had bike railings that everyone jumped on.
Right.
And you had to wash your hands every time you came in, out.
Mm-hmm.
To play, like, you know, lunchtime, playtime, every time you came in or out and before home time.
Mm-hmm. With the virus and stuff, how do you think you will be when you go back as a primary seven?
I think it'll be, if you know what I mean, like, the teachers will be a lot more stricter, which I like, because I actually get work done. I think that if a kid's acting up, it will, like, be like, you know.
Because
like, excuse me, just get out of my class, because we've missed a lot of school time and we're not standing for this, or else all the kids in this class will, you know, not be ready for high school.
Mm-hmm. So... Obviously, you'll, as a primary seven in your school, you have a buddy system, don't you?
Yes.
So, what does the buddy system involve?
Basically, every primary seven gets a buddy.
And what primary are the buddies?
P1.
All right. And so, what do those primary sevens do with the P1s?
They just basically help them get, you know, help them feel nice and, you know, what's called...
Welcome
in the school, They take you up to assembly and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
All right, okay. That sounds really nice to do that. Can I help, hopefully that'll help them get used to being in, you know, being in a school environment, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to the parents that maybe have a primary one starting school this year? Because this is going to be the weirdest start for any primary one ever.
Your kid is starting with a, you know, lockdown in place. It still has loads of years to learn. Don't be worried that your your little primary one will still have lots of time to learn even after lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a, you know. And our teachers have it under control.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, get them in the right position to learn.
Great. I hope that puts a lot of parents' minds at ease coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And this is going to be your last year in school as well. So
primary school.
I know we keep referring back to the virus, but this is going to be your primary 7 with this. This must be quite a strange sensation. To know that that's happening, eh?
Well, you know what? I'll just learn some more, probably. Yeah.
Just do some.
I'll study hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just gonna be, you know, okay, because our, you know, leaving assembly will be, you know, next year.
Uh-huh, so you think hopefully things will be a lot better by then, eh?
Well, I've waited for my, you know, graduation assembly. I'm not going to wait any longer.
Well, when I was in primary 7, we didn't have any such things like graduation or goodbye ceremony. We never had anything like that. This is very, very new to me. All this kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely looking forward to that day when you kind of finish primary and then you go to secondary school. Do you think that's going to be like moving to a high school, doing different classes?
I think it'll be a good experience for the work life.
For the work life?
Well, not work life, but you know, going to work, because you need to have a kind of routine.
Yeah.
For your classes and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which keep and you know, you get excitement, so you know, get.
You'll have to manage your time.
And a lot of people say that school doesn't teach you anything, but it teaches you how to manage your time and stuff
mm-hmm.
by giving you excitement and for the real world.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely skills that you do pick up in high school. It might not necessarily be mm-hmm. the skills that you're taught,
mm-hmm.
but they definitely kind of carry through with you.
Yeah.
You know?
So, like, you know, just if you think, oh, I can't believe I'm going to high school, well, this will be like, you know,
mm-hmm.
such a, you know, bummer. You know, just think, you know, you can learn so much which will help you in the real world.
Yeah, definitely. I can say that with absolute assurance that you will.
Mm-hmm. And study hard.
Yeah.
Not to the point where you're up at 1 a.m. studying, because you'd lose brain cells not getting sleep.
Well, you burn.
You burn your brain cells basically. Uh-huh.
You don't want to burn out.
Burn out and lose brain cells.
Uh-huh. But that comes in with time management, uh-huh. doesn't it?
You should, like, have a time where it's your study time, and you can just be like to your friends, like, yeah, sorry, it's my study time.
Work hard, play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That will set you up for life.
Absolutely. Knowing when to switch off.
Uh-huh.
Everything. I've always been very much a believer that you should always have as balanced a life as possible. So you should work really, really hard, but when it's time to relax or, mm-hmm. you know, do that kind of stuff, you do that just as hard.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what's the point? It's going to be quite the academic year for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question to ask you.
Fire ahead.
What do you think it'll be like for me to go into primary 7, do you think I'll be pretty good with my learning and stuff? Or do you think, you know, it'll be hard for me?
I think for you, you will do what you always do, which is
pick up things,
throw yourself into what you're doing. And you are you adapt really, really well to changes and things and different kind of ways of doing things and different kind of structures to life, such as at home or in school and whatever thing that's going on. You've adapted really well, but kids are quite resilient that way. But you have just a way about you where you'll just adapt. And primary 7 stuff sets you up for going into high school, and you will take to it no problem. I've got every confidence in you and what you're capable of. I do, honestly. There's no joke behind that. I really, really think that you'll do well. And all I will be doing for you is kind of giving you any help and support, just like your mum, any help and support you need to reach whatever potential you have.
Thank you.
No worries.
Do you have any more questions to ask me?
Questions to ask you. The garden. Did you enjoy doing stuff in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy?
Watching you get the chainsaw. Is it not called it? It's the
electric saw.
Seeing you getting the saw.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And sawing up the wood.
Cutting up the deck and stuff. Yeah. That was fun. But it's a lot easier to destroy than it is to create.
Did you know that most left-handed people, when they die using equipment, not all of them, I'm saying when they use equipment, some left-handed people, it's more likely they'll die using it because it's made for right-handed people.
It's a cheery thought to all the left-handed listeners that we might have.
Well, as long as you use a left-handed...
Or you're very, very careful with your right hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You should always be careful with tools anyway. You know? So...
Mm-hmm. Always be careful, not even if you're a right-handed person. Oh, yeah. I'll just put my hand in front of the saw!
Yeah. Just... Yeah. Hopefully common sense will prevail with anybody. Mm-hmm. You've obviously kept in touch with your friends using technology. Has that been okay? Has it been good kind of speaking to your friends that way?
I guess it's easier to talk in real life than through the phone. But in a way, like, you know, it's still, you know, okay.
Yeah.
It's just easier to talk in real life.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I think that's us for this week.
Yep.
Is there anything you would like to add, Cam Jam?
Stay safe, stay healthy, and...
relax.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed your podcast, please tune in at the same time next week.